Yes. Yes. Welcome back to another episode of Gritty Nose Best Baby! That's right. That's right. You heard of Christmas in July, obviously. But tonight, we are celebrating Halloween in July, baby! Because if you're going to celebrate any holiday more than once a year, it's got to be the best one ever. Samhain, Halloween, whatever you want to call it. Tonight, we're going to have some fun. We're going to be listening to some ghost stories, one of my favorite things to do ever. And of course, what would Halloween be without some candy? We're going to be doing a taste test tonight. And by we, I mean me with my nice Halloween jersey, which you've already probably seen before, but I gotta wear it again tonight. And we got this guy. He's not a big fan of Halloween, but he does like candy and horror stuff. So, you know, he's here with us tonight to have some fun. He is a YouTube legend, a current YouTube superstar, the greatest pop collector of all time. Stephanie gave him a new nickname today. She called him Jussie. Very great nickname. We're going to start calling him that. He is the big pro G, the artist formerly known as Simfuckus, Justin. There you go. You got some Halloween there. Ooh. Okay. Show us your ensemble.
With my shirt.
Guy got a skull shirt with the freaking gloves, huh? You're a skeleton.
I am.
Now, fun fact, I was supposed to have the same outfit. We were supposed to match. My gloves came in, but I did not get the shirt. UPS did not give me my shirt. They've been ducking me for like a week. Tell me, oh, we tried, but something went wrong. Something went wrong for 5 days in a row. I don't know what they, maybe they're tripping. They're falling. I don't know what the car's breaking down.
They can't get up.
It's been annoying. And Justin was making fun of me because I was telling him that I had gotten orange hair ties to match my jersey. And he laughed hysterically and said I was an idiot.
Yeah.
What did you say? You call me an idiot? What did you say? You said it was a little femme.
I said, how are you going to color coordinate your hair ties?
Yeah, but I'm a big color coordinator. You know, I used to color coordinate my laces with my hats and stuff, so it's only natural. Listen, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Before we get into the festivities, though, let me give a shout-out to my friend and somebody who was a second mom to me, Laurel Miller. Beautiful, the beautiful Laurel Miller. She's a big fan of our Halloween episodes. And really, those are the only ones she's allowed to listen to because, like I said, she's like a second mom to me, so she doesn't need to be hearing the debauchery that goes on here. She doesn't need to be hearing the tomfoolery.
But your own mom can listen to it.
She listens on her own. I don't tell her what to listen to. She listens like every once in a while. She's like, oh, my God, you guys got so nasty on that show. I had to turn it off.
Hi, Mom. If you're listening.
Yeah, I don't think my mom's going to listen to this one. She doesn't like Halloween. But she listened to the one about the millionaire. I'm a millionaire. She thought it was hilarious. Yeah, she loved that. So shout out to Laurel Miller. She's the one that gave us the Ouija board story on the first Halloween episode. So shout out to you. Hope you enjoy this. Justin, let's get into the... Oh, go ahead.
You forgot to introduce our guest.
Oh, God. Talk about that thing. Talk about your little doll.
If you're watching on YouTube, I got Pentagon Jr. right here.
And who is that? Nobody knows who it is.
He's a wrestler from AEW.
It's wonderful.
He's sitting right here on the mic.
That's great.
Let's get started.
Okay. Are you done?
You ready?
Are you talking to it now? You all right? Did you lock your door? It's going to get scary.
No, it's open.
Oh, you bet it. The black-eyed kids, they're going to come.
Ooh.
For those that know, Justin is actually afraid of the black-eyed kids. Maybe we'll have a black-eyed kid story.
Baby.
Who knows? We'll have to find out. Let's get in to the ghost stories, baby. So I got these from Shreddit. You know Shreddit?
Yeah.
So I went to Shreddit, got some ghost stories. Here we go.
Let's talk about it.
We used the drop. You like that?
Yep, finally.
All right.
It's been a while.
All right, Creed. Who's that? Stain? Creed?
Stain.
It's been a while. All right, here is story number one.
I hatched 7 little ducklings from an incubator and was giving them a bath in the bathtub one day. I left the ducks to go get a towel a couple of rooms away, and when I got back, The bathroom door was cracked open just a bit, but I couldn't open it. Apparently, the drawer right behind the door had been pulled out all the way and was blocking the door. I shouted to see if anyone was in there, but no one was home, and all I could hear was the chirping of the ducklings. I had to poke two fingers through the crack and slowly push the drawer shut, which was uncomfortable and took a couple of minutes. It's so strange, because even if one of my family was home, they wouldn't have had time to slowly push the drawer all the way open behind the door in the time it took me to go get a towel.
What do you think of that?
I was a little thrown off by that at first.
By the ducks?
I had 7 little ducklings.
I had 7 little ducklings. It's a nice voice, yeah. Right?
I did like her voice. I mean, it's creepy, but...
I like it because it's not over-exaggerated. It's not crazy, you know? And it's two of my favorite things in this world, ducks and ghosts. And I think hey, how did that happen? How could the drawer get pushed all the way out there and block the door in the time? The ducks couldn't do it, the little baby ducks. How could they have done that? So you explained. I was telling cemetery girl the story. She's like, oh, lame, boring. The drawer could have slipped out. She's like, oh, the drawer could have slipped out when she left. I'm like, how's the drawer just going to slip out by itself?
No, I mean, it was a cool little story. It wasn't, you know, great, but
I liked it a lot. It's one of my faves.
I like the chick's voice.
Yeah, one of my faves. Shout out to Red. That's the lady that read the stories. Her name is Red. Yeah. All right, so the comments on this were pretty good. Someone needs to quack this case. You like that? One of them must be a little Daffy. I had to look up Daffy before this because I thought it was just Daffy Duck. I didn't know that it actually meant silly, like in... You know, fun or not fun, but like dumb. You must make a documentary about this. I mean, a documentary. My bad.
Yeah,
you must make a documentary about that. Like that? Interesting. So, shout out to those ducks.
Yeah.
Let's go to story number 2.
3 to 4 years ago, I had absolutely nothing to do with religion or spirituality. So, one summer night, I was sitting on the balcony of my house alone. When I suddenly saw a figure, like a man, but white and very bright, going up the road to my house. I froze and looked at it intensely to understand what exactly I was seeing. I thought he was human, but he was so bright that I could not understand his features. The scariest thing of all was that while he was walking, he suddenly stopped, as if he realized that I saw it and turned back to leave, walking. Just before he turned and I lost sight of it, it disappeared and appeared on the other side of the field under a tree. I stared at it until it completely disappeared after a few seconds. I'm absolutely sure it was not human, for 2 reasons. Firstly, it was so bright that I could not see anything on it except its human shape. And secondly, my dog that was sleeping under the balcony would have seen it from the first second it appeared in front of her.
Never have I heard of, like, a really... bright glowing being before. You've heard of like things that look human, but they, you know, they're kind of glowing, like a glowing woman or something like that. Like they're radiating a little bit of light, but never something that's like radiating a lot of light. And it's almost like a shadow person, but opposite. So this was the first time I've heard of something like that. And this story may be my favorite. We'll get to that at the end. We'll talk about our favorites, but this one may be my favorite because I can picture this one the best, probably. I don't know. This one just really sticks in my mind, and I can picture how scared I would be if I was looking down from maybe not my porch right there, because I don't know if I'd be able to see it, but let's say my old porch, and I saw just this white glowing figure coming to my house. Then it looks at you and interacts with you, like it looks at you and then starts darting around and stuff. Very creepy, very cool, and I could definitely just like it just sticks in my brain.
You know what I thought of the whole time she was talking?
What do you think?
Mr. Night Suit.
Oh, the ICP song?
Yeah.
Mr. White Suit Shines.
That's what I thought of the whole time.
So you were not intimidated, you were not scared.
I didn't really care for the story.
You didn't like it? Wow.
No.
Definitely one of my faves.
I like the ducks more.
Well, maybe you'll like this one.
I usually sleep on my stomach, and on this particular night, I woke up feeling like someone had walked into my room. I thought it was my mom putting my...
Hey, hold on. I see you bopping your head. Are you thinking about the story or are you thinking about another song? Pay attention. We're going to run it back. Next time I see you doze all days out, because I can see you. I don't want to see those eyes getting glossy and you... What? Your mic is messed up. What happened? I can't hear you. Yeah, it's messed up right now. I can't hear you now. Oh, they got technical difficulties. Is that the ghost?
Think about
I can hear you now, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's
it. How are you? She slept on her stomach. Her mom came in.
All right, I'm making sure because I see you making maneuvers with your dome over there. You're dancing around. I'm making sure. All right, here we go.
I usually sleep on my stomach, and on this particular night, I woke up feeling like someone had walked into my room. I thought it was my mom putting my cat to sleep with me, so I didn't even turn around. But the feeling wouldn't go away. So I turned around, and diagonally across my bed in the dark was a figure. It looked like it was made of static, but I thought it was my mother, and that I was seeing poorly because it was dark. She didn't move, so I stretched out my foot to touch her, and she disappeared. Suddenly, I couldn't see anything anymore.
Another thing that I've never heard of or ever encountered in my life is like a static figure. Mm-hmm. So maybe around the last Halloween special, maybe even before that, I encountered a story like this on Reddit where they had a static figure. No, actually, it was years ago when I was doing the Spooky Corner stuff, right? I was looking for stories and I was like, I never heard of a static figure. So for some reason or the other, I didn't either save the story or it just got lost. But I remember wanting to save it and have that and use it for something because I'm like, this is so interesting to me. Never heard of something like this. Couldn't find it. And every couple of months, I'd go on Reddit and look up static figures, or I'd just go on Google and look up static figures. And finally, I found another story where they had one, just something I never heard of before, but maybe it's starting to become a little more popular.
Maybe.
I don't know. But it may be up there with like the Hat Man, shadow figures, stuff like that. What do you think? I think it's creepy.
Okay.
Like the one I heard before was like it was outside of somebody's house. Like they were going to take out the garbage and they saw a shadow, a static man going around.
Yeah.
So right in the realm of the glowing person as well. And now I have another static figure story for you.
Damn, how many you got?
I got a few. Check it out.
When I was 9, I remember waking up in my living room around 4 in the morning. My living room, dining room, and kitchen are all right next to each other. And my kitchen has a sliding glass door to the backyard. I remember seeing slight TV static in my vision. I know that people with anxiety can get something like that, but I don't remember feeling anxious at all. I remember looking at the back door, and I saw what seemed to be over 7-foot static figure staring at me. It clearly had 2 black eyes, and it had a long, clearly bony hand on the glass. I stared at it for around 10 seconds, before getting creeped out and sleeping in my parents' room for the rest of the night. I was in the kitchen the next day. I noticed a handprint on the glass from the outside. I told my parents. They said that it was probably a nightmare and that I probably was touching the glass at some point. Because to be honest, I would leave hand smears on the glass when I was younger, but the hand was more than twice the size of mine. After a few years, I'm 13 at this point, I made a friend that also liked paranormal stuff. When I told him about the static figure, he looked shocked and told me his friend was telling him he saw the exact thing about a week ago. I still have no idea what I saw or if my friend was messing with me.
What are you thinking at?
I think she was half asleep.
Think she was half asleep and just saw...
Yeah.
We don't know if it was a he or she because I don't remember who was in the story, but I like the handprint thing. I mean, well, would the handprint have stayed? There was a handprint where the static figure put the handprint.
This one was definitely creepier
than the first one.
Yeah.
You didn't like this one either.
I feel like the handprint would have disappeared.
If?
Would have disappeared.
Right, but it didn't. So what are you saying?
Yeah.
You're not impressed. Yeah. The ducks is your favorite.
The ducks.
I told you it was good. You were like, ah. I'm like, nah, this one's good. It's one of my favorites. Like, ah. But these are very unimpressive to you, huh?
Nothing beats the
ducks. They're not getting you.
No.
Wow. Well, I think we know what's going to be your favorite. Then I saw, we didn't get read to read this one, but I had saw underneath one of these stories about the static man, somebody said that they were sleeping in their room and a static figure came and slapped them on the head and then ran. Oh, no. Yeah, they felt a slap on the head. And when they looked, they saw like a static figure running down the hallway. So they hit him with one of those like, you know, like you cut G head slaps. And then it just ran away. So maybe these things are becoming more popular because, like I said, prior to this, I've been looking them up, haven't really seen anything, And all of a sudden, I've been seeing them a little more online. So keep your eye out there for a little static.
I don't know. Maybe they're getting popular. Maybe people need to sleep.
You think people are just sleep deprived?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I've had many sleepless nights, sleepless days. Never seen no static figure. Never. Let's go to our next story.
My wife and I have been hearing one another's voice when the other isn't nearby at all. And when we hear the other's voice, our dogs immediately get scared and start whining. I've heard the voice, which sounds like it's outside, saying my name and also our dog's name. When I hear it, all of the hair on my body immediately stands up. My wife has heard what sounds like our son crying, but when she checks on him, he isn't crying. She's thought she's heard me talking, but I'm not talking at all. When she takes our dog out at night, she hears something running and thinks it's our dog, but the dog comes from the other direction. For geographical reference, we are in the mountains of western North Carolina. We're not near an Indian reservation, but used to be Cherokee land. Also, there were slaves on this land. We're not in isolated woods either. Can anyone identify what this could be?
What do you think of this one? Did this one impress you?
Well, that one's interesting, because multiple people are hearing shit. Mm-hmm. But they live by the mountains.
But the thing is, they're hearing people call their names.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Call their names.
Yeah, they're hearing.
Yep, I like that one.
It's not like they're hearing just like random noise, yeah, like, yeah. Ah, 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 ah. Yeah. They're not hearing anything like that. Woo-hoo! They're hearing like, you know, real noises, like real voices, yeah, and stuff saying things. And they said
I
the baby was
like
crying too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. I really like this one because it's not like your typical ghost story. There's nothing manifesting physically. It's all hearing things. And, you know, the good thing is if both of them are hearing, they know they're not going crazy. And the dog, yeah, is hearing and seeing stuff or, mm-hmm, whatever, running after stuff. So this one was really cool. Somebody on Reddit said that this may be a skinwalker. Now, although I've looked into many of these things, skinwalker is not really my forte. I know you got Skinwalker Ranch and a lot of people talk about them and investigate them. I've never really been big into that, something I should probably look into later. But it's like a being that can turn itself into animals and stuff. That's like the gist of it that I got, and it's supposed to be very, very creepy. So that's what somebody says this might be. You know, they said they were on some Cherokee land and stuff, so, you know, maybe they got a rich history. But yeah, the thing about it saying their names is very creepy. It's like it may be a little demonic. Mm-hmm. Got to get that cross. Got to get that holy water. Got to do that. All right. Let's see what we got next up.
I used to work for a cemetery last summer. I had to collect data about the buried. While working, I would hear children laughing and playing all the time. But I assumed it must have been from a nearby school, daycare, or summer camp. On my last day, I noticed that I missed a section of the cemetery and went to collect the data. I quickly noticed that this section had nothing but children buried there. I did my job, collected their data, and proceeded to leave. On my way out, I ran into a security officer and told him about the work I was doing. We chatted, and I told him how it was nice to hear kids playing at the nearby school or summer camp. He then said he'd been patrolling this site for years, and that there was no school or daycare near the cemetery. Embarrassed, I played it off, and we cordially parted. Then it hit me. The children that I heard laughing and playing were the children buried in the section I almost missed. Before sundown, I went back to the children's section and just talked with them. I will never forget that day. May they continue to laugh and play in spirit.
I see your face right now. You look skeptical. And I am in agreement with you here because when I read it, I was like, this is reading a little more like a goosebump story than an actual ghost story. It's like just a coincidence. It's like, A, you've been working there for forever, how long? You don't know that there's not a school or whatever by you. Like, you didn't know that there wasn't schools or daycares next to them. And then just like the coincidence that on the last day, he finds the kids, you know, the one thing he didn't do is the kids' gravestones, and then he finds it the last day. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's a fun story to listen to. I'm just saying that out of all these stories, I believe this one the least.
Yeah. Also, she said data or data.
Yeah.
Is it data or data?
I don't think it matters. It's like, you know, one of those things. Tomato, tomato, radiator, radiator.
What do you think it is?
I say data. I don't say data. I don't like data.
Yeah.
I don't like that. No.
But yeah, it's,
it seemed, I mean, listen, if this was real, I mean, it's still cool to hear as a story. Like, I don't know if I believe it wholeheartedly. Like, I believe the rest of these. The rest of these I could believe wholeheartedly.
She went back to talk to the kids.
Well, I mean, maybe they're spiritual people. I mean, listen, if I let's say I was in that situation, I would probably go back and say a few things, maybe. If that really happened to me, I would probably go back and chill. I don't remember how many years they said they was working there, but I mean, to not know, and then like again, like the last thing was the kid's data that you didn't like, you didn't know this whole time, and happened to be on last day. Seems like very coincidental to me, but still a cool ghost story if it was real. So that is all the ghost stories we got. Justin, why don't you tell us, which I think we all know what it's going to be. Which one was your fave?
No, my favorite was the, it was the one before.
It was the voices?
Yeah, the voices.
Oh.
I like that one.
Okay, okay. I like the ducks, but I also like the glowing figure. I'm going to say the ducks. The glowing figure is really good. It's really, really good. But the ducks, I've been holding on to that duck story for like months. Like I read it and I put it in my phone, just the comments about it. It's just such a fun story. And like you could tell it to even somebody who's like a little too scared, like somebody like Stephanie, and she probably wouldn't be too freaked out about it. You know what I mean? It's the best. Speaking of Stephanie, she was supposed to be the one reading these stories. Did you know that?
You mentioned it. What happened?
So she was supposed to read the stories. Now I'm telling her, listen, you got to read stories for the show. She goes, fine. So something in me says, you know what? Send her the stories a couple days before so she can get a glance at it. She calls me. Oh, no, I cannot do this story because it's ghost stories. I'm too scared. I was like, what do you mean you're too scared? Everybody knows. Ray knows. How do you not know? I don't like ghost stories. It's too scary. I cannot do that. I was like, oh my God. I was like, Stephanie, I really need you to do this. Like, it's really important. Please just read these stories. Like, you know, what? Just please do it. Do me a favor. Now, here's the thing, right? So then, I don't know, whoever maybe heard this episode, maybe didn't, my Assaulted on Vacation episode where I was talking about how Stephanie was, she left the room when I was watching Killer Cheer Mom, which was a Lifetime original about a killer cheer mom when nobody really got killed. Okay, like the only person that got killed off screen. And she was like, I cannot watch this. I don't like killing and anything crazy like that. So I was like, okay. When I go in the room, though, she's watching a TikTok about a little girl who was murdered and put in a bag. And I'm like, okay, so you're watching this. You can't watch Killer Cheer Mom, but you can listen to this. She goes, well, because like when I hear something, I don't picture it. So I was like, okay. So why does that not apply to the ghost stories? Hello?
Right.
And then she was like, well, it's not the same thing because it's scary. I'm like, oh, my God.
You can't win. You can't win.
You can't win with Stephanie, but you got to love her. Shout out to the queen. You know, listen, Red did a great job. It was awesome.
Yeah. Shout out to Red.
Shout out to Red. Absolutely killed it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So speaking of killing things, let's kill this candy. Let's go. Let's go. Listen. Justin is fat, okay? Because I was telling him, I told this man like weeks before this show what we were going to eat and everything. And I'm like, I'm going to send it to you. So then I send it to him. He gets it. He goes, this is for Halloween in July, right? I'm like, yes, you already know that. He's trying to get it before the damn show. You think you're slick?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. So let me tell you what we got. First of all, we got Reese's Peanut Butter Lover's Cup, which is a different kind of cup. It has more peanut butter. It looks like it's half peanut butter on top and then peanut butter on the bottom there and then peanut butter inside. So, Justin, I know that you love peanut butter cups, so I got this specifically for you. Let's try this. Oh, you're not opening it?
I didn't know we were trying it first.
Yeah, it's one more time first. So, as you can see... I don't know. And we got two other Kit Kats, but there'll be a surprise. We got two Japanese Kit Kats, too, coming up. So as you can see, there's more peanut butter on this than usual. Let's give it a shot. Mine's a little melted.
My shit's all melted.
My Kit Kats are good, though. I'm feeling this. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the reverse.
Is it reverse?
It tastes like it.
Well, there's peanut butter inside and more on top, so it's not reverse. It's just half chocolate on the bottom. Not, I wouldn't say reverse.
Yeah, you taste more peanut butter instead of your chocolate, yeah.
If I'm doing a 1 out of 5, I'm giving this a straight 5. This is really good.
Yeah, straight 5.
You going with straight 5?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing. Once I saw these, I knew there was another one, but I couldn't remember what it was. I didn't see it in stores, but I saw the commercial for it. It's a peanut butter cup that I believe is all peanut butter. I don't know about that. We gotta see if we get our hands on that. Would you try that?
That might be a little too much peanut butter.
That's what I'm thinking, right?
We'll try it.
All right, so grab this one. We got Japanese Kit Kats strawberry flavor. And he took a sip of water, too, that peanut butter.
It's a magic blue wrapper?
You know I'm colorblind.
Strawberry, not strawberry milk.
Yeah, strawberry milk. Strawberry milk, my bad. We got strawberry
milk. Like, it looks like purple on the screen.
Okay. Strawberry milk,
that
baby.
Smells.
This is one that I think we were supposed to have with a 6-hour special, but I couldn't get it to you in time. You like that smell, right? Very, very strong. Yeah, I couldn't get this to you in time for the 6 hours, so I said, you know what? Halloween in July, baby.
I like that. The strawberry is very strong.
Yep.
And you can taste the milkiness. Oh.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know if I'm getting the milk. I don't really know if I'm getting the milk on
you
this.
You don't taste like the milky... what do you call it?
Like an aftertaste?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back.
Quick taste it.
Right now, I'll give it a 4 out of 5.
When's the last time you had strawberry milk?
Oh, wow.
So maybe like
my
you should
not,
have
my palate's not distinguished enough for this.
Maybe you should have this and drink it.
Yeah. It's definitely good. I think there's a little... The aftertaste I'm tasting, it doesn't taste like a strawberry aftertaste. It tastes like just some kind of artificial flavor. Let me see. Very good. I give it a 4 out of 5, though.
I give it a... 3.5.
Okay. All right. Very good, though. Now, listen. Next up is just for you. Another one just for you.
I gotta put my napkin.
Because I remember that you said... You did not want to try this one. So I said, well, that's the one we're going to get. Especially because I really wanted to try this one. We got a cheesecake flavored Japanese Kit Kat. You didn't like that when I told you about it. You were like, nah, I don't want to try that. That's what you said.
I don't remember.
I don't remember nothing.
I got the memory of a goldfish. That's the yellow one right there.
Yeah, only one we got left is our last piece of candy. Mine is smelted.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we only got 3.
I got...
Oh, this, it tastes like a... It tastes like clay or something. It tastes like... It tastes... I mean, it smells like Play-Doh, not taste. It smells like Play-Doh.
Ugh, I don't like the smell.
Right?
Do I have to try this?
Yeah, you gotta try it.
Yeah, let me get some water.
Honestly, it just tastes like white chocolate.
Because my brother told me about it. He said it sucks.
He tried this one?
Yeah, he tried it in that store I told you about.
And it was Japanese flavor? It was a Japanese
Roosevelt.
One?
Yeah, Roosevelt Mall. Mm-hmm.
It just tastes like white chocolate. This may be white chocolate cheesecake, and I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure I'm just tasting straight white chocolate. You're not a fan. I give it a 3 out of 5. Yeah. You're done.
I give it a -1.
What? Negative?
Ugh.
I'm not bothered by it. It's just like, it's meh. It's just meh.
Maybe because the white chocolate is melted.
It's melted on yours too, right?
It tastes funnier. I don't know. I don't like it.
If it's around, I'll eat it, but I wouldn't buy it again. I'm good. So your favorite is which? The strawberry or the peanut butter cup?
The peanut butter cup.
Peanut butter cup is my favorite too. There we go. There was our taste test.
But you know why? Because I thought these were too different. They're both strawberry milk.
Oh, okay. Wait, you had...
There's a pink wrapper. This is a blue wrapper.
Oh, they were both strawberry milk, though, with two different colors. Okay.
That's why I thought we had one more.
Got it. Well, if you tried any of these, let us know in the comments section on YouTube. If you're listening on the podcast app, you know that you can go to the Gritty Knows Best YouTube channel and see our beautiful faces. Happy Halloween in July. Now, before we go, Justin, I want to run a few things by you. Number one, Hocus Pocus 2. Have you seen Hocus Pocus, the movie with the witches, three witches that come out, Santa's and sisters, blah, blah, blah?
I know about it.
Right.
Have I seen it? No.
You never seen Hocus Pocus 1?
Never.
That is something that we should make you watch for next Halloween, and you come back to us and tell us what you think about it. It's a good movie. Yeah, you have to. We're going to make you.
I know they make pops for it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a huge franchise. I'm not even a friend. Now it may be a franchise because number two, but it's a huge movie. And they're coming out with number two, I believe September 21st or September 20th. And to the best of my knowledge, it's going to be on Disney Plus. It's going to stream.
Now,
so that means we're going to watch it for free.
Is it a continuation from the first?
I think from what it looks like in the trailer, it's like three young girls. They go to do some kind of witchcraft. They go to do some kind of spell. The book opens up with the eye from the first one. It looks like the black cat Binx is there. And then they just come back. So it's probably they just come back after 20 years, something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. They're going to release a bigger trailer, I'm sure, by September. But
yeah.
For right now, we got that teaser, and it looked good. I mean, it looked bad. It didn't look like anything magnificent. They just wanted to get everybody's appetite ready because this is a big movie. People have been waiting years and years and years for this, and, you know, they're getting everybody excited.
Yeah, I mean, I know about the movie. I know it's a big deal, but I was just never interested to watch it.
Now, maybe this may sound blasphemous for somebody who is a big Halloween fan, but it's not my favorite Halloween movie. It's not really on my list of Halloween movies that I watch every single year. I mean, if it's on, I watch it, but I don't really turn it on that much. So after we get into the last thing we're going to talk about, I will be giving my favorite Halloween movies. So I think I did a list before, but I'm going to do another list right now to make sure. So the other thing I wanted to run by, and I will be seeing the movie, I don't know if I need to say it, but I will be seeing it, especially now that I rewatched the trailer. It's going to be on Disney Plus, so I don't got to go anywhere to watch it. Scream 6. Have you heard the developments about it?
I heard there was some controversy about the chick's contract.
The chick? Come on, you know who it is. You know Sydney, Neve Campbell.
Yeah,
the chick.
Neve Campbell.
Neve.
Maybe me,
I don't know.
Over
some shmoney.
Yeah, and the rest of the cast were backing her up.
Yeah. Oh, were they backing her up?
I think I read it.
I really didn't read any big article on it. I kind of saw that it was a thing, but I didn't really I didn't really read into it because I really didn't care that much because as anybody that listened to the show Hardcore knows, I wasn't big on the last movie. So I was like, whatever. Like, when the movie comes out, I'm going to watch it. But I'm not dying for this movie. Now, what do you think? Did you hear the other development about the location, where this is set?
No.
You don't know where this movie's set?
No, I heard about Neve Campbell.
So I've been sitting on this information for a while, then. This has been out for a while, and I've been meaning to bring this up on the show to you. You know it's going to be in New York City, baby.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be in the city.
When do they start filming?
I don't know when they start filming, but I know that it will be out March 31st, 2023.
We gotta sign up to be extras.
You know what, Justin? I didn't even think about that. You are very, very smart young Progerian man, and we will have to do that. I mean, who wouldn't want us?
Right?
Who wouldn't need us? We could be people running away. We could just be New Yorkers on the street. Hey, what are you doing over there? Get out of here, you know?
They could kill me and hear people talking.
Oh, they're going to kill a Progerian? They can't do that. That's not today. They can't kill a Progerian like that.
We apparently have
thick New York accents that I don't really notice until I listen back to the show every couple months. I'm like, yeah, we definitely do. So we'll be good cast members.
Yeah.
This may be a big break.
It might be
a movie. We'll do a podcast right from the set.
Yeah.
Did you hear the other news?
There's more.
There's more. Yeah. There's more. The other thing is, you may not get Neve Campbell, but you will. I'm 99% sure you're going to get Hayden Panettiere. Yeah, they're going to bring back Kirby as Kirby. Nice. Word on the street is, word from the articles is, that she said she called them up and was like, straight up, yo, what's good? I'm trying to be in it. And they was like, okay. So apparently we're going to get Kirby back, which a lot of people were very excited about. A lot of people were clamoring for. And I would like it. She was a good character.
Yeah.
I'm not pressed about it. But I remember when you watched Scream 4 for the first time, you were like, yo, Kirby needs to be, I'm tight, she died. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this on the Scream, All About Scream. If you haven't watched our All About Scream episode, what is it, 3 hours? Approximately?
Maybe two hours.
Maybe it's almost, it's creeping up on three probably.
Two, Kirby.
Yeah. We did All About Scream, Scream 1 through 4. We talked about it. And in that episode, I'm pretty sure that I said during Scream 4, when Kirby supposedly died, Sydney goes in the house and you can hear the door downstairs creak open. So that was left up for interpretation, like Kirby could be alive. So apparently she's alive.
And she's getting the last one.
Right, that Kirby is alive. True, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's how much I didn't care.
They left the door open.
And I think they're going to be in college, because I think they're going to go off of the script that I discussed on that episode as well, where they go to college and Jill was supposed to be there. So Jill might come back too.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, she got fried in the last one, so I don't know how they're going to do that.
I don't know.
Stranger things have happened. So how are you feeling about this movie? Are you very excited? What is your level of excitement for this?
You know, I really liked the last one.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for this one.
Right.
I like the characters, and I'm excited. Right. I know you're not.
I'm not excited, but I will be in the theater to watch it.
I will be
going to the theater, unless Drake can hook me up. Especially because this is a New York one. Like, when's the last time we saw that? Jason takes Manhattan? Like, I have not seen a New York City horror movie. Maybe somebody could send one my way, but I've never seen one.
Yeah.
Okay, like in a long time.
Let's go to the movies. Come down.
Yeah, let's go. We'll go. Oh, you come up, we'll come. You come up, I go down.
Yeah. Pause. I'll come up.
Yeah, you come up, I go down. Pause. Somebody's coming up, somebody's going down.
Yeah.
Now, as I said, let me give my list of Halloween faves. Now, while you're sitting there, I know you're not big on Halloween, but while you're sitting there, why don't you think about your Halloween must watches? I believe I know one of them, or one or two of them. All right? So here's some of mine, in case tonight, because it is Halloween in July tonight. Justin's hearing screams outside. It's getting crazy. It was a full moon last night, so it's the perfect time to do this. So if you want to watch something scary tonight, maybe you can pick one of these. Number one must watch for me on Halloween. I'm talking about not even on Halloween. I watch this at least 3 times in the month. It's on in the background. I'm watching it while doing this and that. It's just got to be on. I don't even have to watch it per se. It just has to be around. Halloween 4. Probably the greatest Halloween movie ever made. I'm pretty sure I made it my number one on that list. I don't remember what I did, but I know that. But I know that I got the hoodie. Love that movie so very much. Me and Dre bond over that movie all the time. Next one, Halloween H2O. Some call it the Lifetime original of the Halloween series, and I can see where they're coming from, but it's another classic, especially the ending. I mean, the ending makes all the dialogue worth it. You know, it's just chopping off the head, the big fight, Michael! Great moment. Great movie. I got a hoodie for that, too. Shout out to Ben from Fright Rags. Got them hoodies from him. Next up, a must watch. And this is the one that I watch first, okay? Like every year, this is the first one that I go, this is it. It's Halloween. We're putting it on. Trick or Treat. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I reviewed it. I didn't like it that much.
Huh.
Now you know you're retarded.
What the hell? What you mean you didn't like it?
I didn't didn't like it that much. It was okay.
As you've seen, our last Halloween episode, I dressed up as one of the children on the bus. You can go check that out.
Me.
Okay, he didn't drive the bus. Okay? You don't need to... Okay? I wasn't the bus driver. But Trick or Treat is like... the Halloween movie for me, more than even Halloween itself. I think it encapsulates Halloween so much better than any other movie. Sam, you got the multiple stories going on at once. It's a beautiful movie. It's a freaking masterpiece. The werewolf scene, you know, when they finally reveal they're werewolves, you didn't know what they were. You like that part though, right?
Yeah.
Sweet dream. That's great.
Yeah.
A sleeper. And this is one for the kids. R.L. Stein's Don't Think About It, where I forgot the chick's name, but she was big on Disney at one point, and I think it's Emily Osment or something like that.
The chick from Hannah Montana?
Yeah, I think it's her friend. Blonde?
Yeah.
Emily Osment, I think it is. So she goes into this bookstore, finds this book with a guy from Saw. Jigsaw is there. It's not Jigsaw, but it's the guy that plays him. And he's like, don't take this book. Don't take this book. So she takes it, and it's about a monster that you're not supposed to think about. They're running around the city with her little boyfriend or the love interest and then a little brother. I put this one on. I remember one time I didn't have like any cable or something like that, and I just watched it over and over and over again. I bought it one Halloween on Target for like $5, and I watched it over and over and over. This was a great Halloween movie. And I'm going to get back to Disney in a second, okay? That's at the end. But let's skirt over to Halloween 07, Rob Zombie's Halloween, a nice spin on the Halloween franchise. If you're sensitive to gore and language and all that, not the movie for you, pal, all right? But it's a banger. The one thing that I will say is they messed up the movie, in my opinion, by, I talked about this on the Halloween show, how they have two different versions. And in the version that is widely produced, widely, you know, the one that you can only get now, it is two different escape scenes. And the scene that was original in theaters was him beating up all the guards and killing them and slaughtering them and everything. And it was an amazing scene. And in the movie, on the DVD and stuff, or streaming services, it's him breaking out while they're raping a girl. And it's like, first of all, I don't like rape scenes, so that's just number one. But let's just put the scenes together. It's not a superior scene, as if, you know, to Michael killing everybody. All right, so that's my only gripe with that movie. Next up, this is a must, these two right here. The Haunted Mask 1 and 2. Okay, this is even scary... kind of when you're an adult, if you think about it. Like, if you think about you not being able to take off a Halloween mask and you can't freaking breathe and it's hot, it's like, and it's stuck to your skin, you can't even cut it off because it hurts.
I never saw number two.
Oh, and that one's creepy too. That one's really good.
I saw the first one.
Because he turns into like an old man and he's like, you can't, he's like all dehydrated. He's crawling in the street. I need water. I remember shutting that off when I was a kid. The first time I saw it, I shut it off. I couldn't take it. It's crazy. You got to watch that too. Haunted Mask 1 and 2, Carly Beth, amazing. I used to have this guy in when I used to work at maintenance, and I forgot how Carly Beth came up, but I brought that up, and for the rest of my time working there, he would scream Carly Beth every time I came in, every time he saw me. Every time he saw me from across the room, Carly Beth! Carly Beth! He would scream while we were driving down the street or something like that. He would just do it to crack me up. It was hilarious. It was so funny. Carly Beth! The other one, in the Goosebumps ones too, they have the one with the pumpkin heads. I think it's Attack of the Jack-O-Lanterns, where the pumpkin heads make them trick-or-treat for like the whole night. And I remember the book being way better than the show, but the show was pretty good too. Finally, if you're not, I don't know how old you are listening to this show. Maybe you're too old for this, or maybe you're a little bit younger. You haven't seen these. You didn't know they existed. Disney put out some real banging horror movies when we were kids. Phantom of the Megaplex, Don't Look Under the Bed, Under Wraps, which I didn't really like that. I know they remade it. I didn't like the original one. And Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire. Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire is definitely my favorite one. They're all on Amazon. And they should probably be on Disney Plus now that I think about it. So
maybe I'll check.
I say, listen, Don't Look Under the Bed was legitimately scary. And they had parents call up and they took it off for a while. Like, they had to take it off. Yeah. It's about this girl. And she's looking for the boogeyman or something like that. She has like an imaginary friend, and then the boogeyman is like chasing her around. So it's all about the boogeyman. But the way they do it, it's really creepy. And even to this day, it's a very engaging movie. Like, even if you're grown, it's really cool. It's really creepy. The vibe is creepy. The acting is great from what I remember. And if parents were calling to get it pulled off, as a, you know, from the other movies, like, they didn't do it for any of the other ones. It was great. Really enjoyed that. So those are some Halloween movies you could watch. I also saw this one that maybe you want to watch if you haven't seen it. It's called The Manor. It's on Amazon. It's about an old people's home, and there's like a monster in there. I don't want to give too much away, but I remember walking away being really, really impressed by it. I really like movies that are in one location. I find it to be interesting that how you can, you know, make a movie interesting in just one location for the whole time. So if you haven't seen The Manor, it's only on Amazon, I believe, but it's really cool. Go check it out. Justin, do you have any movies you want to bring up?
Yeah, like you said, Halloween 4, great movie. Rob Zombie, great movies. 2018 is really good.
Yeah. You talking about the Halloween, the original, the Halloween, one before Halloween Kills.
Yeah, that one's good. Also, Cabin Fever.
Yeah.
So check that out.
The part where she shaves the leg and the skin comes off, never forget that. Well, that's got me good.
Another classic is The Uggers.
Oh.
Mommy, I can't be in the sun, Mama.
Yeah, I remember you
what
showed us that.
What did you do to my daughter?
That's...
Are you mad?
I mean, when that came out, me and my sister watched that a couple times.
Yeah.
Great movie.
So The Uggers, Cabin Fever, Bride of Chucky.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know you watch the Chuckies.
Yeah.
Chuckies really good. Well, that's about it for this Halloween in July, baby! Show us that shirt again. Show us those gloves. Look at this guy, Skeletor over here. Wow. So, yeah, put the gloves down. There you go. Listen, we really hope you had a good time. We had a good time hanging out with you. Happy Halloween. Do something fun tonight, okay? Eat some candy corn. Watch a schmovie, a scary schmovie. You could find us on the Gritty Knows Best YouTube channel where you can watch all these episodes. You could see our beautiful faces and our amazing outfits. Make sure you go to the Gritty Knows Best Instagram and check us out there. Justin, plug away.
Follow me on YouTube at Justin Zimbitis. Go to my Instagram at RealJasonMegas93. Check my bio. Click my link tree. Find everything else.
There we go. Hope we didn't scare you too much. Watch out for the static, man. And if you wash some ducks, make sure you keep that door open. Get that door stopper.
Yeah.
It's gonna get scary. Watch out for the black-eyed kids. Mm-hmm. Peace and love. See you next time.